Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Migrating waterfowl worldwide are under scrutiny by public health officials as potential carriers of a highly contagious form of avian influenza known as H5N1.
There has been no evidence, there's been not a single confirmed case in the North American continent of highly pathogenic H5N1.
Dave Morrison, waterfowl program leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife, says some waterfowl species that winter in Texas may share migratory routes with birds from known influenza hotspots.
We are doing our due diligence. We are part and parcel to the early detection and surveillance efforts that's currently going to be ongoing in the United States this year.
U.S. health officials and wildlife authorities have embarked on a North America waterfowl surveillance program to identify potential problems before they manifest.
Texas is one of the level one states for sampling. Level one means that we have to collect 1,000 samples from migratory birds, whether it be waterfowl, whether it be shorebirds. We have to get 1,000 samples, and what we'll do is we will actually take swabs of these birds, submit them to labs. The labs will then run tests on these birds to determine does it or doesn't have highly pathogenic H5N1.
That's our show, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.